Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Well, right now at 4:30 on your Monday, you'll likely have an easier time finding gas to start your work week. The supply, though, still far from normal.
Our crews are on the roads to find out if you'll be able to fill up without waiting in line. And I'll let you know if you need to grab your umbrella and which part of the day looks wetter. Plus, an exciting night at PNC Arena. Not only are the Carolina Hurricanes in the playoffs, they will play in front of their largest crowd since the beginning of the pandemic. What fans can expect. And what timing. We have relaxed restrictions, increased capacity, and time for the playoffs. Good for the Canes. Good morning, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good for the Caniacs, too, because they'll be out there full force, no question. A couple of raindrops on the way in this morning. Get your Monday started. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
That's right. I was driving in. I have a less than 10-minute drive, and it was dry, and it rained, and then it was dry. So that's about how much rain we have out there. As a matter of fact, just now, this latest band is really dissipating pretty quickly. There's very little rain associated with this today, and that's going to be the case really this morning. An isolated shower is not out of the question, and we will end up with the potential for some scattered thunderstorms later on this afternoon. So we'll go through the timing. Right now, and zooming in a little bit, you can see just a few of those isolated showers right around the Triangle area. So from this morning into the afternoon, we're looking pretty dry, really, from now all the way through lunchtime or so. And then about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we do begin to see some of these showers drifting into the area and maybe an isolated thunderstorm. But the coverage will really be pretty minimal for us this afternoon, and we don't have any threat for severe storms. Here's a look at Chapel Hill. The road is wet there. A little shower has snuck through. So in a couple of places, you might see some wet conditions. Hour by hour, our temperature at lunchtime is 70, and our highs only climb into the low 70s. But coming up, I'll show you which day we could end up seeing our first 90-degree day of the year.
Elizabeth, thanks. This morning, 58% of North Carolina gas stations are without fuel. That's according to Gas Buddy, just after 9 last night. The shortage of fuel is expected to ease even more today. And average national gas prices continue to fall, so we could see some relief from high prices at the pump. If you need to make a trip to the pump this morning, WRL's Casey Cunningham is out with a look at what to expect. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Renee. So last week, when we were here at Handy Hugo's off Western Boulevard, there was a big time line already at 4:30 this morning. That is not what we're seeing right now. And you can see here, there's gas. So this seems to be a common theme here, is that the premium is out. But they do have regular, so that's good news. Certainly in better shape than we were last week. I also want to pull up this on my phone and show you Gas Buddy here, because this is helping us really track the gas situation here in Raleigh. Last week when we were looking at it, this was all orange. Now you're really able to see some silver, which is indicative that there is gas at those stations there. So more silver on the map. That's good news. This week, not quite back to normal, though. There are some vaccine clinics that have different hours because of the gas shortage. So while things are looking better this week, certainly not back to normal. Casey Cunningham, WRAL News. We're live in Raleigh.
The average cost for a gallon of gas in the U.S. has not shifted much. Still over $3.04 this morning. Here's what a gallon of gas will cost you in our area. We're under that. In Wake County, the average, $2.96 a gallon. In Durham County, it's $2.99. And in Cumberland County, you'll pay around $2.92 for a gallon of gas today. While those numbers are still high, gas experts believe prices falling below $3 a gallon are possible this week.
The Carolina Hurricanes are back in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and the largest group of Caniacs allowed at PNC Arena since the start of the pandemic will be there on hand to cheer them on. WRL's Nia Harden is live at the arena this morning, and Nia, the start of the playoffs brings a handful of changes for those fans as they enter the building tonight.
It absolutely does. You know, I'm really excited. I've got my red on here as they are going to begin this playoffs with the Nashville Predators playing against them here today at the PNC Arena. But if you are planning to come today, just know this day is going to be pretty big for them. That's because they'll be able to have up to 12,000 seats right there available. Masks are going to still be required in PNC. And they also have tailgating that will now be allowed. This is all as they are normally able to have a capacity of nearly 20,000 folks. The Canes are saying that as they open up, they are still going to be focused on safety.
You know, trying to, again, create an environment where people feel like it's safe to come into. And so far, we've been 100% on. We've gotten great comments from our the people that have been here so far that we're doing all the things. So we want to continue. We want to make sure people have fun, but they feel like they're in a good environment that we're watching out for them.
And I did check online this morning. Tickets are still available. Nia Harden, WRAL News, Raleigh.
WRAL will have live coverage of the Canes home playoff games beginning this afternoon as the team prepares to take on the Nashville Predators. WRAL's Chris Lee and Casey Hintz will be live at PNC, while Jared Fialco ready to hit the road to bring you live coverage from Nashville for games 3 and 4.
An effort to help families who have children with autism get access to care is set to become law today. Governor Roy Cooper is expected to sign Senate Bill 103 into law. It allows behavior analysts who treat children with autism to operate independently, making it easier for families to get care. Under current law, North Carolina is the only state where those analysts are required to be supervised by a licensed psychologist.
Operations are starting to return to normal at the DMV. Beginning today, 25 offices will expand their hours back to operating as they were before the pandemic. 8 locations will be offering in-house testing for permits and licenses. There are still some restrictions for some of the services that the DMV offices provide right now. It is a good idea to check online before you go.
It is 4:36. Coming up, what happens when you watch a tanker truck deliver fuel to a gas station, but the pumps still are not opening back up? We break down the process and why it could take up to an hour for some stations to reopen.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:38, a little bit of light patchy rain overnight last night. Most of that is fizzling out. I give it another 15 or 20 minutes and that little bit is gone. But there'll be several disturbances that swing through today. The biggest one comes this afternoon, and that'll bring us a chance of some scattered thunderstorms. Notice we're 20% up until early afternoon and then bump it up to a 30% chance. So this is not something that everyone will see, but the better chance of it will be later in the afternoon after we warm things up a little bit. And Sanford is dry right now. I'm hard pressed to find a lot of cameras that have any rain on them. Chapel Hill a few minutes ago. It's the only one I can find with some rain. Goldsboro, Sanford, Durham, all looking fairly dry. Our school day forecast is mild. Temperatures in the mid-50s now. We'll see low 70s for this afternoon. But as the kids are coming back from school, it may be a little wet.
New this morning, a murder rocks a Hoke County neighborhood, and deputies are looking for answers. The sheriff's office says a person was killed near Mockingbird Hill Road last night. Investigators have not said how that person died or if they know who is responsible. Deputies are asking anyone with information to come forward.
It's a live look right now. North Carolina's Capitol building. We're starting today. You will be able to visit inside for the first time since the pandemic. New safety rules will be in effect, including limits to the number of visitors and protective barriers at information desks. You'll also notice hand sanitizer stations all around the building.
The World Health Organization says people around the world are working themselves to death. The WHO says working long hours is killing hundreds of thousands of people a year, and the trend is getting worse. In a first-of-its-kind study, researchers found 745,000 people died from stroke or heart diseases associated with working long hours in 2016.
We're following breaking news out of Raleigh, where police say a woman was found dead in the parking lot of a grocery store. The WRL breaking news tracker is there.
Plus, Bill Gates was under investigation before he resigned from the board of Microsoft. Coming up, what sparked the probe? We are following breaking news out of Raleigh, where a woman was found dead in the parking lot of a grocery store. A team of investigators was on the scene all night. Brett Neese is there in the WRAL breaking news tracker with what we know so far. Brett.
And Renee, that team just left within the last 2 minutes. A tow truck took away the car that was parked out here in the corner of this parking lot. That's where the woman was found. She was found inside this car. I want to give you a video from the WRAL breaking news tracker from overnight. It'll give you a sense of what this scene looked like. There's a lot of crime scene tape. They had a big portion of this parking lot taped off as the investigators tried to figure out what led up to this death. And I'm told that it happened around 10:30 last night. I'm also told by police, I just got off the phone with them, and they tell me that this investigation is far from over. They have a lot of follow-up questions to do as they try to look at some security camera video in this parking lot and talk to people who may have been here at the time. This is off of New Bern Avenue here in Raleigh, just east of 440, and it's in a parking lot of a Food Lion. So this all happening around 10:30 last night. A lot of questions left to be answered. I'm going to stay on top of this and keep you updated. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
We're working to learn what led up to a serious crash between a motorcycle and a car. Four people were involved in the crash that happened just after 10 o'clock last night at the intersection of White Oak Road and Hidden Acres Trail in Garner. Two people were seriously hurt. We are working to get an update from Highway Patrol about the cause of that crash.
Makaya Thurman here in the WRL Live Center. We just got a new report in out of India saying that their virus cases have declined once again. But this does indicate some issues. So for the last week, we have seen this particular type of decline. But they said that particularly with the amount of positive tests is a concern. Right now, cases are about 4,000 a day. And they say that they are going to focus on the areas with the highest caseload to try to contain things. Back to you.
This morning, gas deliveries continue to roll in and people are being asked to be patient. WRL has heard from some viewers who say they're frustrated after waiting in long lines, watching those tankers bring in fuel deliveries. But then the clerks telling them they still can't turn on the pumps just yet. We spoke with experts who say it's a safety precaution. Letting people immediately pump gas after a delivery can clog the pumps.
Yeah. The pumps are put on while the tanker is dropping fuel. When the nozzles are lifted, it causes a problem with the tank monitoring system, and the tank monitoring system has to be reset. And that takes a few minutes to do it.
So if you're watching a gas delivery in progress, sitting in line there, you should be aware it can sometimes take up to an hour for the gas to start flowing.
New this morning, Microsoft investigated its co-founder Bill Gates just before he resigned from the company's board. The Wall Street Journal reports the investigation focused on a letter from an engineer who says she had a sexual relationship with Gates for years. A spokeswoman told the Journal Gates did have an affair 20 years ago, but his decision to leave the board was not related. Earlier this month, Bill and Melinda Gates announced their divorce after 27 years of marriage.
Second Amendment sanctuaries will be tested in court for the first time. The movement took off around 2018 as states considered stricter gun laws in the wake of mass shootings. The Associated Press reports 1,200 local governments across the country adopted measures making them sanctuaries to stricter laws. Many are symbolic, but some carry legal force. Right in Columbia County, Oregon, there's a case that was filed recently. No timeline has been set for a court hearing.
Today, a local school system will be recognized for accommodating military families. All schools in Cumberland County have officially submitted an application to be recognized as a Purple Star School, a distinction for schools that have military-friendly practices and a commitment to serving military families. Now the district is being awarded the State Superintendent's Award.
4:47 is the time right now. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center getting our Monday off here. A couple of sprinkles out there on the radar.
Yeah, that's right. Just a few. Not a big deal for us this morning. This is going to move on through, and it looks like it's probably going to be pretty quiet now up until mid-afternoon. That's going to be our next best chance of any showers. We take a look at Chapel Hill, looking all around our big live camera network. Hard-pressed to find much rain, but I did see this here in Chapel Hill, and you may run into a little bit of rain where you are this morning. Well, what's happening in the big picture? You can see this disturbance swinging on by. We'll see another one that's going to sort of drop around the warm front here and help to bring us an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon. There's all this rain back to the west. Showers and thunderstorms getting ready to move into the Mississippi Valley, and this is typically where our weather comes from, but not so fast. This high pressure system up here is actually going to back in and sit right over us, and that's going to block all this rain that's back to our west from coming our way. We need it. We really need it, but it doesn't look like we're going to get it it this time. Here's a look at future cast from right now. We'll move it on out to 9 o'clock, and then we'll pause it at lunchtime. You can start to see that next band of rain moving in. There's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, kind of approaching Durham, and then moving through the Raleigh area about 5 o'clock. A little bit more of that 8 o'clock up around South Hill, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, maybe back over toward Orange County. So we'll see just a few waves of that coming through this afternoon. But here's our high. That high pressure system, it acts like it's going to slide out into the Atlantic, and then it kind of makes an about face and moves right back in, and that will block all of these showers and thunderstorms from the west from moving in here at all. So look at this. It's going to be very dry for us. Just a 20% chance on Tuesday. That's going to be early in the morning tomorrow, and then dry all the way into the weekend. For the next 5 days total, we're looking at most likely less than a tenth of an inch, so almost a trace to nothing really showing up for us. So it's not looking good. We are dry, dry, dry. This graphic is showing us what the percentage of normal precipitation we've seen. So about 70% of normal back to the south and west, only 40% of normal to the north, and generally we're well below normal in terms of the amount of rain that we've seen in the last 30 days. And there's really not much to come. As a matter of fact, today is going to be our best chance, and today it looks pretty slim. We're looking at, a tenth of an inch or so. Our temperatures start to warm up. By Thursday, 85. We're looking at 91 on Saturday and Sunday. We're going to talk about whether we'll be close to records with those 90s coming up.
Ooh, the 90s are back.
I know, right? Wow.
Well, coming up next, how soon is too early to retire? A look at what a study reveals about people opting to give up working at younger ages.
Plus, as the torch relay winds its way through Japan, what one official is saying about the future of the games despite growing COVID cases.
Welcome back. It is 4:52, looking dry in Clinton and nice clear skies. Not too bad out there, and we're going to get up into the 70s later today. From cancellations, postponements, and virtual weddings, 2020 has seen it all. Now that in-person weddings are back, couples need to be prepared to pay a little more for their big day. Dan Shenman has the details.
Going to the chapel and getting married is going to get more expensive. Couples planning or replanning their perfect day are seeing pandemic pricing for everything from flowers to food.
The demand for weddings has never been higher, which is so exciting after a year of not being allowed to have weddings. But with that comes an increase of prices.
It's a battle of supply and demand, sprinkled with an industry's need to make up for lost revenue.
Because of the lessons learned over the past year in the wedding industry, they're trying to recoup costs and best serve their clients.
Brides Anna Olson says one area to invest in, a wedding planner.
And I think for couples who are not maybe able to hire a full service wedding planner, there's still options available to help them cut costs. There are websites that can help you pay hourly, or you can hire a month of wedding planner or a day of planner.
This fall and next spring are already booking up like crazy.
Amanda Hunt opened Lorien Bridal Boutique in Glendale, California last year. The same week, COVID shut down the country.
Our very first year in the worst year for a business ever was very, very difficult.
Brides shopping for their wedding gown are faced with limited supplies, delays, and yes, price hikes.
It's interesting to see how much the pandemic can actually affect little tiny things that you don't think about.
Hunt and thousands of other wedding vendors are again finding their footing as couples rush to the altar after a year of waiting at the altar. Dan Shenneman, NBC News.
The Olympic torch is on the move today, passing through Hiroshima. Due to rising COVID-19 cases, more virus restrictions are going into place across parts of Japan. That includes Hiroshima, where the relay will happen without much fanfare. Those restrictions will be in place through the end of the month. The relay will be celebrated with a ceremony.
All part of the countdown to the games, which is on the Olympics, about 10 weeks away now. And despite coronavirus concerns in Japan, the International Olympic Committee says it is still committed to holding the games. One IOC committee member who was in Japan for some of its test events says he's confident the games will happen.
Should we have the games? Yes, we should. Can we have them safely and secure? I believe we can. I'm not cavalier about that.
WREL is your Olympics headquarters. We'll have everything you need to know about the games as we get closer and closer to the opening ceremony, which is set for July 23rd. North Korea is withdrawing from the 2022 World Cup qualification. The country was due to participate in the Asian qualifiers for the FIFA World Cup Qatar in 2022. That will be held in South Korea next month. The Asian Football Confederation says North Korea has also pulled out of the AFC Asian Cup set to take place in China in 2023.
You might remember this April Fool's joke from 2020. Brewmate said it was giving hard seltzer drinks the flavor no one asked for, dill pickle. Now that joke is becoming a reality. Brewmate is teaming up with Crook & Marker to make the pickle-flavored seltzer. It's a limited release with only 10,000 12-packs to be made available.
While the World Health Organization says some people may be working themselves to death, a market research company says many people are aiming to retire at younger ages. Hearts and Wallets says 13% of people gearing up to retire within the next 5 years are age 54 or younger. While some wanted to retire soon, the 2020 survey found that others wanted to work for as long as they were physically able to.
Next at 5, the confusion over where to wear your masks as state and federal leaders say it's okay for vaccinated people to go maskless in some situations. Ahead, a look at the evolving list of where you can take off your mask.
Plus, airstrikes continue overnight in Gaza, the growing tension between Israel and Palestinians, and how people on the ground are reacting to the lives lost.
Plus, how the gas shortage is affecting vaccine appointments this week.